This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on whether community reinvestment has become the ghetto of the banking industry. Since the financial crisis, many of us who believe in decent and affordable housing have spent time making sure the Community Reinvestment Act, CRA, didn't become the goat for the financial meltdown and banking scandals. And don't get me wrong, that's important. In a 2015 Federal Reserve study, the conclusion was clear. CRA was blameless. Only 6% of loans by banks and CRA-qualified census tracts would have qualified as high risk. The repayment rate for CRA-based loans was equal or better than other loans in banking portfolios. Nonetheless, recently, I finally felt like I might have stumbled on a disturbing pattern when I started thinking about the array of CRA officers populating various banks, and I then started to worry there might be another side to the CRA story that needs attention, and that's whether or not it's become a banking ghetto populated more by politicians and promises than real efforts to move families into housing and desperately needed resources and loans into lower-income communities. For example, the National Community Reinvestment Coalition claims that approximately $4 trillion in CRA commitments was promised between 1997 and 2005. And that's good news, and Acorn's experience was much of it was delivered on our agreements, as I detailed in my 2009 book, Citizen Wealth. On the other hand, the word promised when it comes to minority lending in lower-income communities always makes you wonder. The Federal Reserve Report, for example, quoted testimony given by J.P. Morgan Chase to the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission that less than one-fourth of the loans pledged in the largest ever CRA commitment, $800 billion by J.P. Morgan Chase, were to the lower-income borrowers in neighborhoods targeted by the CRA. When forced to fess up, Chase essentially was admitting that their pledge was a scam. They also quoted a Citigroup managing director that most CRA commitments would have been fulfilled in the normal course of business. Having dealt with Citicorp for years, that's simply a lie. Nonetheless, it's worrisome that these big hitters in the CRA lending world are essentially saying that they were playing all of us for fools. Admittedly, they were also trying to save their skins before the commission, but I'm afraid the truth may also have been slipping out. And then there's a pattern I started to worry about when thinking about the CRA officers we run into from bank to bank these days. There's a high incidence of what seemed to be political appointees rather than real bankers who might be able to move money rather than simply bring calm to stormy seas. On the local scene, just to think about a random selection, there were several current African-American legislators still in office, a relative of a former mayor, and a social friend of the CEO. Are you starting to see the picture? Nationally, I remember dealing with an African-American former mayor of Minneapolis and the scion of a long-standing black political powerhouse family from Buffalo, New York. Maybe we need some solid research of our own on whether or not big and little banking is really committed to CRA objectives and non-discriminatory lending in minority and lower-income communities, or whether or not we're being played by politicians in bankers' suits making promises while continuing to grip the money with an ever-tightening fist. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.